I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. We are live at Mandalay Bay Winter Meetings 2018. It's been an exciting day thus far, and it's getting more exciting because sitting in front of us, we have the great Tim Kirchin in front of us. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm well. By the way, we had a conversation earlier today, me and a couple other guys who know a little bit about baseball, and we determined that Tony Gwynn Sr., would hit 400 if he played today.
Wouldn't he? I think he'd hit 500 because he'd hit – there's no left fielder and third baseman or shortstop, right?
Well, with all the shifting that we do today, Tony Sr. would have figured out exactly where to hit it. And he, of course, would just laugh at you if you tried to shift on him.
Can you imagine?
Do you think I can't hit it over there? Yeah. I can hit it wherever I want.
That's why I say after about a month of shifting, there would be no more shifting, and he'd probably hit somewhere in high 300s.
No, he'd hit 400. He would hit 400. But the reason I'm glad they didn't have the shift when he played is then because then he wouldn't have been able to invent the 5.5 hole. So at least this way we got that in the books forever.
And for those who don't know what that means, on the bill, on the tongue of his spikes, of course his son knows this, so do most people, he had 5.5 written. So whenever in doubt, he would look down at his spikes, and there's the reminder, when in doubt, let's hit a line drive or a hard ground ball between the shortstop and the third baseman. And the only point to that is how far away from that are we in the big leagues right now?
We're so far away.
How many guys can even hit, left-handed hitters can even hit a ball over there, let alone hit it hard and roughly to where they want?
Yeah, it's far and few in between now, guys who can do it. Tim, we are here at the winter meetings. Obviously, the big conversation is the two free agents. You got Manny Machado. You got Bryce Harper. But below that is starting to rumble, and you kind of hit on it a little bit with the shifting. They're talking about possibly making some rule changes as it pertains to the shift. What are you hearing, and where do you fall on that?
Well, I think it's possible that we'll have a shift change. Something like, okay, you can't play three guys on this side, or the second baseman has to be 10 feet from the dirt, or something
really?
Like that. Yeah, these are the things they are considering. And I'm sorry, I'm against all of this, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't like to see a second baseman playing in right field, but I think it is incumbent upon our hitters to make the adjustment. Now, I'm the first guy to tell you that I wonder how anyone ever gets a hit off of Chris Sale and Max Scherzer and a bunch of other pitchers. So don't think that I don't understand the degree of difficulty trying to hit our pitching today. It's better than I've ever seen it. However, when you are overmatched in an at-bat, you have to try something else. And if the one swing, the one beautiful bat path that you've had since you were 12, if it's not working against this guy because of where they're playing you, then you as a hitter have to make the adjustment. And to get you off the hook saying they can't play three guys over there, I think is unnecessary, and there should be no change. You should be able to shift any way you like, and let's make the hitters do something about it.
I've been saying Tim Kirchin for commissioner for a long time, and this is why, because he's reasonable. He makes sense, and he comes at it from a baseball fan's perspective. I think that's why everybody loves your work, Tim. You're great with statistics and numbers. Share a couple of your favorites, maybe from last season, maybe having to do with the shift, or maybe about the fact that we know there was more strikeouts than hits, etc. You always seem to have a few of those handy, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot by asking you that.
Well, just keep in mind, from 1900 to 1960 combined, we averaged one 100 strikeout batter per season for a 60-year period. And now 150 guys strike out 100 times.
Wow.
So to average one a year for 60 years, granted, we're talking about the dead ball era, a different style of play. I get all of that. But one per year for 60 years, and now we have 150 guys strike out 100 times every year. It's preposterous. Tony Gwynn never struck out senior more than 40 times. Again, different time, different era. Yogi Berra hit 28 homers and struck out 12 times an entire season. And now we get guys routinely striking out 12 times, sometimes in a four-game series.
Yeah, I think
this is how it works.
Yeah, the kid for the Yankees went 0 for 8 the one day. Aaron Judge.
Right.
8 strikeouts.
Right.
So.
This is how it goes now. And I acknowledge how big and strong and talented our hitters are. Pitching is just better right now. And to repeat, when the pitching's better, we're going to have to try something else.
So you look at the numbers, attendance down across the board, 17 out of the 30 teams were down in attendance. What is the fix? Because if the organizations are telling guys, hey, don't beat the shift, hit it over the shift, and the strikeout numbers continue to go up, what is the actual fix for the fan? Because it's hard to watch a game nowadays.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think the fix is easy. And the fix is not, okay, we can only use three relievers in a game. To me, the fix is a long-term fix, and we have to start telling literally 12-year-old kids,
yes,
this is how we're going to learn how to hit. We're not going to worry about launch angle in Little League Baseball. And you know what?
Are they doing that?
Yes, I'm so glad you're saying
yes,
this right now, Tim.
I covered the Little League World Series 3 years ago, and I talked to a kid there, and this kid was a great hitter, Cole Wagner, 12 years old, the best 12-year-old hitter I've ever seen. But this was the troublesome part, and it's not his fault, okay? I asked him, do you use a wood bat also with your aluminum bat? He goes, yeah, I'm getting ready for pro ball someday. I use a wood bat every day also. I said, can you tell the difference between a wood bat and an aluminum bat? And the 12-year-old kid said, well, the exit velocity with my aluminum bat is 93.7, and with a wood bat, it's 81.4. He knew the exit velocity with each bat, and he's 12.
Wow.
This is what concerns me. We are not worried about how to run the bases or hit the cutoff man or play the game the way it's supposed to be played. We're interested in the angle of the ball leaving the bat and the velocity at which he leaves the bat. And that, frankly, troubles me.
We have so many social media hitting coaches that are teaching exit velocity and launch angle at an age where they don't have the foundation to be able to apply those things yet. And so the end result is you get a 12-year-old telling you, well, my exit velocity is much better with the aluminum than it is the wood. And right, it's not his fault by
it's
any
not
means.
His fault. We are teaching him that this is an important thing. We have to take those similar 12-year-olds and teach them, here's how you hit a ball to the opposite field.
That's right field over there. And if you hit the ball safely, you get on base, and that helps.
Here's how you can actually bunt a ball and get a hit or advance a runner. Here's how you pull a ball when you need to advance a runner from second to third. This is what we're not teaching our kids today, and this is why we're in somewhat of the trouble that we're in today in the big leagues.
Tim, wish we could talk to you all day, but everybody wants to talk to you. So
popular man.
Thanks so much for coming by, dropping by. San Diego appreciates it, and we appreciate the great work you do.
Okay, thanks,
thank
guys.
Thank you, Tim.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.